Hello and welcome to show 62 of Radio Clash. This is Oral Podities 2, Too Strange for Radio.
Radio.
Hello and welcome to show 60 Radio Clash, welcome back to the new intro, which I initially forgot to put in, but anyway, that's just me. And this is the Oral Podities show. If some of you will remember, the long-term listeners of the show will remember that show 31, there was the Oral Podities show, which had a lot of feedback, and hopefully this will have a lot of feedback as well. Whereas that was a sort of kind of like a general overview of strange and wonderful music. This one is about outsider music. It's prefacing something that was used as a little strap line in Songs of the Key of Zed, the book, which is Too Strange for Radio. And so all of these songs are pretty much too strange for radio. They're either too too obscene, either too strange, too wonderful, too lo-fi, or just too generally very mad, really. And the thing that got me into this was a song called I'm Going to Spain by Steve Bent, which I played in the Barcelona show. And I sort of heard that on a on WFMU, and decided, oh, I must try and track down where this is from, and track down the Kenny Everett's World's Worst Record album. Now, this is the third version of this show. The shows before I thought were a bit too, well, I was trying to make it like the worst records in the world, but the problem was, is actually, I actually like most of them. So this is more about outsider music, which is music done by people who are sort of generally outside the scene, outside musical genres, just basically uncategorizable, but also just doing their own thing with very little input from anyone else. So here's the cover of I'm Going to Spain by The Four, and I'll speak to you shortly. I sold my car, thrown in my job, I'm 34 years old. I think it's time I saw the world and not Australia. I sold my car, thrown in my job, I'm 34 years old. I think it's time I saw the world, cause I hate the cold and rain and grey and all. I'm gonna Spain, cause the moment had a real fine time last year. They say it doesn't rain, I hope I can quickly learn the language, yeah. I hope I can break the little language. And the factory floor presented me with some tapes of Elton John. I hope it might keep me company, but I hate the good, 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 good. Cause I'm gonna Spain, cause a Norman had a real fine time. Let's hear it, it doesn't rain. I hope I can quickly learn the language, yeah. I hope I can quickly learn the language, yeah. Mother cried last Friday night when I said that I'll be gone. She packed it up and then cashed in her premium bonds. And I'm gonna Spain, cause the moment had a real fine time last year. They say it doesn't rain, I hope I can quickly learn the language, yeah. I hope I can quickly learn the language.
awkwardly calm, apparently normal, quick to smile and slow to peek. But I have a little quirk, a pattern, so to speak. I rarely, if ever, hold a job, I never finish my work. I'm an affable kind of a slob, a highly disorganized, placid sort of a jerk. I've got the will to fail, the will to fail. I have talents that I never use. I try to win, but I love to lose, because I've got the will to fail. It's such a thrill to fail, a thrill to fail. I've a backward kind of basic need. I get my kicks when I don't succeed, because I've got the will to fail. I seem to make an effort, but I never do connect. And while I'm very rational, I'm seldom, if ever, practically never correct. Because I've got the will to fail, the will to fail. I secretly am enjoying myself, while slowly I'm destroying myself. I think I got a tiger by the tail, a tiger called the will to fail. To make an effort, but I never do connect. And while I'm very rational, I'm seldom, if ever, practically never correct. Because I've got the will to fail, the will to fail. I secretly am enjoying myself, while slowly I'm destroying myself. I think I got a tiger by the tail, a tiger called the will to fail.
That was Katie Lee with Will to Fail, which is from the Incredibly Strange Music series. These are from various albums, including previously mentioned Songs in the Key of Z, which was a book and then was a two-volume CD. Incredibly Strange Music, which that's from, and also from The World's Worst Record Show, and various other sources, including the 365 Project and WFMU website. And then before that was The Fall, I'm Going to Spain, which is from the Infotainment Scan. And I'm sure he was doing that because of its reputation as being one of the worst records in the world. But I actually really like that song. I pretty much like all the songs in this. The next two are probably the closest you get to So Funny They're Bad territory. These are from the aforementioned World's Worst Record Show, which was done in Capital Radio by Kenny Everett in 1978 and 1981 or 1980. And he issued an album of these, of the top 30, as the World's Worst Record. And this was on it. And it's Jess Conrad with This Pullover.
This pullover that you gave to me, I am wearing and wear it constantly. Soft and warming, like your love for me. It was made, dear, like you were made for me. This pullover I find very smart, for it tells me that we will never part. Don't you worry, my little sweetheart, just like you, dear, it's closest to my heart. When I touch it, I can see you clearly. When I clutch it, I can feel you near me. When I'm lonely, I simply wrap it round me, and I feel I'm holding you so tight, so tight. This pullover that you gave to me, I'll keep wearing until eternity. Soft and warming, it will always be, like the true love you'll always give to me. Thank you.
touch it, I can see you clearly. When I clutch it, I can feel you near me. When I'm lonely, I simply wrap it round me, and I feel I'm holding you so tight, this pullover that you gave to me. I'll keep wearing until eternity. Soft and warming, it will always be, like the true love you'll always give to me. Like the true love you'll always give to me.
Last night at the dance I met Lori. So lovely and warm, an angel of a girl. Last night I fell in love with Lori. Strange things happen in this world. As I walked her home, she said it was her birthday. I pulled her close and said, will I see you anymore? Then suddenly she asked for my sweater and said that she was very, very cold.
Sweater back, so that's all right then. That was Dickie Lee with Laurie, which is one of those very bizarre death records from the 1960s. And before that was Jess Conrad, This Pullover. And I know very little from Jess Conrad apart from what was said on the Kenny Everett show. It seemed to be some kind of teen throb child star, which recorded the kind of songs that, if they recorded in more of a lo-fi fashion by someone like Daniel Johnston, would have been deemed as outsider art, I think, because they're just like songs like Why Am I Living? And it's just like, you just don't record a song called Why Am I Living? And the lyrics get worse from there on. And so, of course, that's a song about his pullover and how he loves his pullover. I think we can all empathise with that fact, can't we? And the next thing we'll talk about is song poems. They were mentioned in Songs of the Key of Zed, which is a very... I recommend that book highly. I've never finished that book and listened to the... I've bought the two CD set as well. And I actually listened to the two CD set before I had read the book, so it's kind of interesting filling in all the gaps. And that was by Owen Chusid, if I've pronounced it right. You can also go to the website, which I think is Songs of the Key of Zed or keyofzed.com. I'm always loath to read out such things on on MP3, not on air, because I always get them wrong. So something that's covered in that was something called song poems. Some of you might remember them being advertised in the back of such luminous magazines as Reader's Digest and various other magazines like that. And what they offered to do was to take your words and set them to music with professional artists. Obviously, they were very strange people who couldn't write in meter or rhyme or anything that scan, would then send in their lyrics when they're $200 or $300 or whatever it was, and then they would press it up. But due to contractual reasons, they'd never be able to release it. So it was just actually a real scam just to produce one record or a bunch of records and then leave it. And of course, a lot of these leaked out into charity shops, and there's actually an association collecting all of these together, and there's been many albums of the companies like MSR or Hallmark with one L, collecting them together. Because what the beauty of song poems is that they are really bizarre, because they're taking very prosaic or strange lyrics, merging them with a professional backing band who are not interesting or high or whatever, and churning these out, you know, many per hour, turning up something which sometimes can be strangely affecting or very funny or just very strange or strangely psychedelic or actually reflecting a lot about human nature more than normal pop music does. And there's a lot of horrible ones as well. And the ones on the song, there's one on the song Key of Z, 5'11", which was pretty good. But I prefer this one even better.
You promised to never hurt a hair on my head, but you are strictly, strictly from the dead.
He had a wife and children. children of my own. It would have been better if I had passed away, for my daddy, he had more to live for. He had a wife and children of his own, and I don't have a wife and children of my own. It would have been better if I had passed away, for my daddy, he had more to live for.
That was My Daddy, He Died in 1969. Strangely affecting, quite a spooky song. That's uncredited, but that's definitely one of the song poems. A lot of them seem to favour a kind of a mock operatic sort of strange mion, which kind of sometimes works, sometimes doesn't. It works in that case. And before that was Shelley Stewart and the Five Stars with Vampire Husband, which I forgot to play on my... on my sort of Halloween show, so I thought I'd play it on this one. Those two are from WFMU. They've got a big collection of them, and they play them quite often, as well as I first heard the Steve Bent track from them as well. And so the next section, because these are kind of roughly grouped into sections, is about patriotic songs. It does start off with the song poem. There's a lot of sort of patriotic songs about your country that are created by outsider artists. And this is one called Rat-a-Tat America by Dick Kent.
America, America, America. On the eve of our country's gala bicentennial spree, let's celebrate America's 200th birthday with spirit, laughter, and glee. Let's build an old-fashioned birdhouse to salute America and what it means to be free. Let's hang it up with dignity. Let's hang it up for you to see. Let's hang it up for liberty. Let's hang it up for the love of you and me. America's first home was a hand-hewn log, cinched to perfection with marshy bog. Pioneers for miles around had two smiles for a frown. Here was another bird for liberty, another bird of dignity, another bird to keep America free, another bird like you and me. Now some for just a practical joke will hang theirs on the old red oak, but let's carefully hang yours and mine on the limb of the old apple tree. Let's stand tall for eternity. Let's join in this homestead salute, for the bluebirds are all caroling. America needs new equality recruits. Rat-a-tat-tat, America, we love thee. Rat-a-tat-tat, America, we are the birds of liberty. Rat-a-tat-tat, America, we are the birds of dignity. Rat-a-tat-tat, America, we are the birds of destiny. Rat-a-tat-tat, America, we are the birds of progress. Rat-a-tat-tat, America.
There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere in a distant straight queers get to go there. Or I wish that I could also live someday. I'd see queens and dykes and fairies who would serve there. Whites and blacks and gays and the straights too. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere, waving o'er the land of heroes brave and true. In this world with its mad schemes of destruction, of our country fair and our sweet liberty, by the mad dictators, leaders of corruption, can't the U.S. use a faggot boy like me? God gave me the right to be a free American, and for that precious right I'd gladly die. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere. That is where I want to live when I die. Though I realize I'm homo, that is true, sir. Don't judge me by my preference in sex. Let me show my Uncle Sam what I can do, sir. Let me help to bring the terrorists down a peg. If I do some great deed, I will be a hero. And a hero gay is what I wanna be. There's a star-spangled banner waiting somewhere. In that heaven there should be a place for me.
Sing. You'll see West Everton Mall, where fun parks and stores stand tall. You'll see the ice rink glow, to the water park kids can go. In Canada,
that's BJ Snowden with In Canada. She resides in the States, but she visited Canada and so loved it so much that she recorded that song as tribute. She also did a song about America, which was also on the Songs in the Key of Z, both those songs. And something about that song, it's out of tune. Yes, it's kind of off in places, but it's actually such a sweet song. And it's actually very catchy. There's a lot of the songs that I'm going to play are very, very catchy. It shows that you may not actually be very musical or actually be able to sing, but you still create music. And I'm very much a part of that whole punk ethos. The idea that we all get very fixated on a sort of production technique, and a lot of it is just to do with production. And a lot of these songs I actually really like. Initially, you kind of have kind of real ho-ho-ho value, or that's quite funny. But then you listen to it and think, actually, you can start singing it constantly. I kept singing the I'm Going to Spain and In Canada and a few of the other ones, a few of Daniel Johnson's songs, just constantly. They just be back in my head. They're very, very catchy. It's very strange. And before that was Peter Grudzian with Star Spangled Banner waving somewhere. Now, he's a gay, for a thing, a gay country sort of folk artist who is openly out and records various songs about his sexuality, but also about his being patriotic to the States. I was trying to find the Songs in the Key of Z, which has a really good sort of précis about each of them, because I'm going from memory at the moment, and I can't find it, which is very annoying. Otherwise, I'd be able to fill you in a bit more details about those two artists. And then before that was a song poem, Rest at Tat America, by Dick Kent, which is in a pseudonym, as all of them were pseudonyms. The other thing about outsider music is that a lot of the stuff I've covered is very much traditional music, well, traditional in the sort of pop sense. It's a lot of it's pop or rock or various other things. There are outsiders in the classical realm as well, or classical experimental music, what some people arrogantly call new music, and they annoy the hell out of me because that doesn't include pop rock and rap and various other things. But there are people involved in that sphere, and the two people I know of who are definite outsiders are Harry Parch, who used to create machines out of basically rubbish or various other, you know, bits of discarded junk, machines that only generally he or a few others could play. He formed a band called The New Band in the 1970s before he died. I think he died in 1972 or the early 70s. And the other one was Charles Ives, who interestingly was mentioned but not included or not actually directly linked in Songs of Key of Z, who definitely was an outsider. He wrote musical scores for many years, working something like assurance clerk or something like that, and couldn't get anyone to perform them. He'd actually given up by 30 years or 20 years before he actually got famous, and people were saying, you know, it's too late. He's basically saying, it's too late, I've given up now. The kind of music that I'm going to play now, at the time, later on, became, you know, much more accepted and much more before its time. So this is New Band with Daphne of the Dunes from 1958.
my book is closed. I read no more. Watching the fire dance on the floor. I've left my book. I've left my room. For I heard you singing through the gloom. Singing and singing a marionette. Lean out your window.
Standing there alone, the ship is waiting, all systems are go. Are you sure? Control is not convinced, but the computer has the evidence. No need to burn. The countdown starts. Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, send me up a drink. Joke's major turn. The count goes on. 4, 4, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1, 1. Earth feels drifting on, floating weightless, calling on. Second stage is cut. We're now in orbit, stabilizers up. Starting to collect requested data. What will it affect when all is done? Things major turn. Back at ground control, there is a problem. Go to rocket's full. Not responding. Hello, Major Tom. Are you receiving? Turn the thrusters on.
Record listening audiences, here is the new professional singing debut on record of my new wife, Miss Sue.
Be true love. on high with nothing to do.
That's the Frogs with I Only Play For Money. And that was kind of more the sort of downbeat, well, maybe not that bit, section of the show. They're in there because they're not so much, maybe not so much outsider artists, but they work with Wesley Willis, who definitely is. And they do get played on the radio, but mostly just WFMU, as far as I can tell. And before that was, well, how can you not have a collection of outsider music without including Tiny Tim? That's with Miss Sue, so it must be fairly soon after he before he died, because I think he was only with her for about 7 or 8 months before he died, and he died on stage, so doing the Henry Cooper sort of die on stage sort of thing, of a heart attack, and not necessarily a bad way to go. That's their cover of True Love. Before that was a Space Lady, who is a West Coast a busker who does space songs, hence her name, the Space Lady, with her cover of Major Tom. Before that was Syd Barrett, also mentioned in Songs of the Key of Z as an outsider artist for his later solo stuff, which one of them, which is Golden Hair, which I used in a mashup of mine, so I have a specific fondness of that. That's from an album called Opal, which is very good. He was one of the early, along with Brian Jones, Acid Fry Casualties, people who take far too much acid and then just went a little bit loopy and ended up a bad way. Syd Barrett's still alive, doesn't do music, not interested in music, not interested in talking to anyone about music. Apparently he's a lot better nowadays. But doesn't really want any of the fame or interest or actually even create music anymore. So that's kind of sad. And before that was Charles Ives with The Unanswered Question. There's one song that I would want to be played at my funeral. Oh God, I had to depress everyone. That would probably be it. It's because The Unanswered Question is apparently, I don't know if it's true, but The Unanswered Question is about the answer question about what's over the other side. What is there? So it's a, with all these kind of religious songs, that's actually a rare thing, an atheist song or a agnostic song. And before that was Daphne the Dunes, a little bit of that from the new band, which is Harry Parch. Now we get into the section of the show, which is I think going to be called the yodeling section. This is the songs that are all the nonsense word songs, all the odd, strange songs. The first one you'll recognise if you listen to Adam and Joe show, watch the Adam and Joe show in the UK. You'll recognise a bit of this. It's this guy called Shubby Taylor, the human horn. He recorded I think several albums worth, which were never released, mostly over him sort of scatting over other people's records, and a few sort of solo things, and has never been seen again, just disappeared totally. So these have been released, and he has no idea how famous he is, because his tapes spread far and wild from these records, because, well, just listen.
Blacks, let's not forget where we came from. Let's learn to love and respect each other. Shubby Taylor. Shoo su su wa, shree da, shra la la we do saw, shra la la ha, we de blah, we de saw, da ra, la da da shree, lo poom pa, la da da shra, we de saw, la da da ra, we da da saw, peepaw, little baby, it's a little baby, we da ra, sa ba da ha, sa la ra, sa la ha, ya, we da saw, ha ba da shra, ra ba da pa, sa little baby, shra, sa little baby, we should be splaw, sha ba la ra, sa little doodin' splaw, sha ba la ra, sweetly plaw, sa little ra, ye shra, sa little do da la, ba da da da, baby, when sa little do da la, ba da da da, baby, when do ba da da, 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 do we'll be right back.
Hey, I'm the legendary Stardust Cowboy, speaking for Bugler. Good old Stardust Bugler.
Hey, yeah, where else is this? This is that fool's ain't now, but Bugs makes fun of his soul, girl,
cause I never die. I got my life. touch me if they want me to help, cause I back on the flag and I beat in the flag. Nobody got me on another rep, so look at me now, just picking my play. Don't try to boost your luck, just get out of my way, cause I'm bad, yes I'm bad.
I can't get it.
Sure you can.
I just cannot get it.
I bet you didn't know Mrs. Miller whistled as well as sing. Anyway, get it right. So that's Stranger of the Night by the Incomparable. I promise you, I haven't been drinking. The Incomparable Mrs. Miller. Before that was the thing, the sort of Mrs. Miller was like a later incarnation of an earlier singer, Florence Foster Jenkins. Mrs. Miller, I don't know whether she knew whether she was regarded in sort of suspect terms. Florence Foster Jenkins didn't know, and that was the lead off the music dose and cue jokes about the fact that we don't want any more doses of that music like that, please. She apparently filled the Carnegie Hall for 10 nights because people went along just to see how bad she was. But she was also a big society person in New York and would only, because she had bad reviews, although she read her reviews, interestingly, she would, you could only actually get tickets from her. And so she would actually only, and she said that she was better than any other singer out there. Because she had, you know, she didn't have performances that were open to the public. No, hers, you had to come to her to get tickets. There were private performances, so they're much better than, she thought she was better than anyone else. And she came up with the great phrase, which was, some may say that some may say I can't sing, but none may say I didn't sing. And I just love that. That's very sums it up, really. And before that was Wing, very more bringing it into the noughties with her version of Back in Black. She's a she's Chinese and she lives in New Zealand, and has got a very very successful CD business, it seems, from actually all of her covers that she's been doing. She's been played quite far and wide, so I don't know if you're really successful. I don't know if you're still an outsider artist, but her covers are like none other. It's like Chinese classical meets modern Western pop. It's scary. And certainly if there was such a thing as like a three sopranos for those three, even though two of them are dead, but anyway, I think several sopranos, that would be a scary prospect indeed. And before that, as part of the yodeling section, was Hocus Pocus Focus. That's actually a cover by Halloween. I didn't find the original, but the thing about Hocus Pocus is they were a Dutch band who didn't know any English, so all they did was they would actually do things like yodel or sing various nonsense words and things like that. Totally Spinal Tap and totally brilliant. The bit with the singing in high-pitched voices, I can just imagine that bit with Spinal Tap where the little midgets jump around the little tiny Stonehenge. It's just like that. Then before that was the legendary, totally legendary Stardust Cowboy with Paralyzed. That's regularly voted quite sort of definitely in the top three of worst records. I kind of like it. It's a mad record. It's Bowie nicked the Stardust off his name because he signed up to Mercury and was given that 45, and it was one of his favourites. And apparently used to play his album before gigs and stuff like that. Then before that was Bob Vito with Boo Ba Ba. Then before that, that's from 365 Project. Paralyzed is from various places, including Incredibly Strange Music. Then before that was Shubby Taylor with Lift Every Voice and Sing. You would, if you watched the Adam and Joe show, they used a little bit of that in the start of their intro tune, and he used to actually do air saxophone or along to his scatting. Scary, totally scary, but strangely, mesmerically, hypnotically listenable, which is why I'm playing it. We're getting to the end of the show. I'm going to play a few tracks, and then that'll be the end. This is the ghost section of the show. I know we played a bit of death tunes before, and this is the what was voted the worst record of all time by the Kenny Everett Show, and is regularly always up there along with Paralyzed. and various legendary Stardust Cowboy tracks. I think probably the Stardust Cowboy tracks is probably a little unfair, even though it is kind of very mad and experimental and insane. I think this probably deserves the honour much better. It's Jimmy Cross, I Want My Baby Back.
I want my baby back. Gotta have my baby back. I miss her oh so much.
know where to begin. I remember we were cruising home from a Beatles concert. I'd had such a wonderful evening sitting there watching my baby screaming and tearing her hair out and carrying on. She was so full of life then. Well, we were about 3 miles from home when all of a sudden it started to rain. And I do mean rain. I couldn't hardly see nothing. Well, we kept driving for about another mile when all of a sudden I see this stalled car right smack in front of me. Well, I wasn't about to slam on the brakes because it didn't have none to start with. So I swerved to the left, and what do I see? Some mush head on a motorcycle heading right at us. And I knew at last, me and my baby were about to meet the leader of the... pack. Well, when I come to, I looked around. And there was the leader. And there was the pack. And over there was my baby. And over there was my baby. And way over there was my baby.
I want my baby back. Gotta have my baby back. I miss her oh so much. Can't live without her touch.
It's been many months now since that fateful night. And you know something, I've tried. Believe me, I have tried. But I just can't make it without my baby. So I've decided I'm gonna have her back one way or another. Oh, baby, I dig you so much. Hot dang pay dirt.
Casper, the homosexual friendly ghost. Hit it, Brendan.
Casper's fucking the ass by 50 Muslims. He was fucking by Tans on top. He was also fucking. Spent over a wheelbarrow and 11 times in the bank. He was fucking naked in the ass. His ass became ruptured. He was born for death and bastard. Casper, 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 Casper.
That's why I have a sexual friendly
After the doctor say, Assalamu alaikum, he got on top of Casper and started fucking him in his ass ability.
so far. That's what's diagnosed with chronic dysphoric. If it can't lose, baby, so don't do it. Over London, rock on Chicago. What's the Union? It's the fastest way to send money.
That's the incomparable Wesley Willis fiasco with Casper the homosexual friendly ghost. What can I say about that? Just incredibly non-PC, but most of Wesley Willis's work is, I think he's from, is it from Chicago? It's from Chicago, I think. Yes, Chicago. And he was schizophrenic and apparently a very big schizophrenic, slightly violent teddy bear is how he's described usually. Fair enough. And before that was I Want My Baby Back by Jimmy Cross, usually voted the worst song of all time. And you think, oh, really? Is it? Until you get to the last bit and it's like, ah. I don't know how much that was done tongue-in-cheek at the time. I've got absolutely no idea. But it's like, a very creepy song. It was actually reissued after it was voted number one worst on the Kenny Everett Show. I don't know how it did, but apparently originally it was banned. According to Kenny Everett, originally it was banned, but one copy got away, and that was the copy. And so the rest is history. So that's the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed this. It's been a kind of a mad show. I think it's... this is the third time I've done this. I think this is going to be the final version. I think hopefully it's made you think about what is good music, what is bad music, what is what works, what doesn't work, and also when something is not necessarily well produced or well performed, whether it's a good song or whether you can have a lot of the times in the charts you have bad songs very well performed and all the production gimmicks and all the talent hides that. I think what happens in outside of music is you haven't got any of those preconceptions that are stripped away, and sometimes you listen to things ironically and go apart of the whole bad music, not late 80s early 90s sort of bad music thing, but I think I realized after a while I like a lot of these songs just because I just like them and because they're coming from a place which is very interesting. The people aren't necessarily trying to be rock stars, they're just doing it because they're artists or because they enjoy doing it or because they have to or because the voices in their head say so. They just have to do it, and that really comes through. And I think when you hear, although I've probably played a few sort of more comedy songs in this show as well, when you hear the kind of ones like the Rhinos, I think there was a Rhino album, worst album in the world or something like that, when you actually hear that album, it's obviously intending to be like the Barnes and Barnes people, and to some extent Wild Man Fisher, although not necessarily. They're trying to be like that, and it's just not doesn't work totally. And what you really need is you need the people not to be intentionally that they're trying to be something else and failing. And strangely, that produces sometimes much more touching and much more authentic music than when people are either intentionally failing, like with a lot of the sort of Pavement sort of slacker stuff, and or when people succeed. it's very, very odd that. And someone who has inspired definitely the likes of Pavement and other people is Daniel Johnston. And I think this song probably sums up how I feel about being an artist and how probably a lot of these artists feel, maybe, who knows. You can find out more about Radio Clash at the blog, which is mutantpop.net/radioclash. Oh, we're moving servers, so don't be worried if things jiggle around. And you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. I love to get feedback. And you can phone me at 206-202-5274, which is the Clash line, which is now up and running. And there's someone's message I forgot to put in the show, but it'll be in the next show, sorry. And there is also a UK line, which I can never remember the number of. Look at the blog, mutantpop.net/radioclash, if you're in the UK, and you can phone me in the UK as well. So please use that, because no one's ever used that number. Suggest all my listeners are in the States, which is fine if they are. It's been a mad show, and I'll speak to you soon.
Listen up and I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory, others aren't so bold. Everyone and friends and family saying, hey, get a job. Why do you only do that only? Why are you so odd? We don't really like what you do. We don't think anyone ever will. It's a problem that you have, and this problem's made you ill. Listen up and I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory, others aren't so bold. The artist walks alone, someone says behind his back. He's got his gall to call himself that. He doesn't even know where he's at. The artist walks among the flowers, appreciating the sun. He does this all his waking hours. But is it really so wrong? They sit in front of their TVs, saying, hey, this is fun. And they laugh at the artist, saying he doesn't know how to have fun. The best things in life are truly free. Singing birds and laughing bees. You got me wrong, says he. The sun don't shine in your TV. Listen up and I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory, others aren't so bold. Everyone and friends and family saying, hey, get a job. Why do you only do that only? Why are you so odd? We don't really like what you do. We don't think anyone ever will. It's a problem that you have, and this problem's made you ill. Listen.
listen up and I'll tell a story about an artist growing old. Some would try for fame and glory, others just like to watch the world.
Just listen. It would be helpful if I cued it properly, wouldn't it?